a good font, but anyway. So when you do Shiput Sin, you're gonna drop them there. So when they do Shiput Sin, you move up. I'm saying there. What?
Building and blocking, and
that's what I'm saying. So you move up there because when you need to do it, okay. Seder, Reish Chaf base. So we saw the two tafkidim. Remember these two Yesodas because it's going to come up again. And when we do Bais Yehudi, you'll see that it manifests itself there as well. These two tafkidim that Avraham Avinu took upon himself. The one is to rebuild the Keshu with the Kodesh Baruch Hu the way it was supposed to be. Another one is to go out there and rectify the world. Those are the two root tafkidim of Klal Yisrael and of an individual. Prat v'klal, you'll see. So we said that was handed over to Yitzchok. Did this right at the top of the page, yo, we didn't get to finish that paragraph. Go ya. Reish Chaf Beis. Reish Chaf Beis. You're about 100 pages away. Okay. Got it? There we go. Midosa shel Yitzchak Avinu Aisamidas Agvura Vahayira. Pachad Yitzchak. The middle of Yitzchok, Avinu, was the middle of Gvura and Yira. You have Chesed and then you have Gvura. Ava the Yira. Kula ye Yira kadei shelo liyais nipored rega echad mea dveikus b'Hashem. Never ever menatek from dveikus to Hashem. When he yates him Eretz Yisrael, never left Eretz Yisrael. He wasn't allowed to. Einu mitasek b'mu'uma milvad his yachdus im koinu. That's what he did. Totally dedicated and focused on being dovuk to Hashem. Afilu b'kamas ha-mishpacha inu mitasek kemu v'ilil. Even setting up a family, which is b'koyil, his chiyuv, he didn't really mitasek that much. Mimtzanu lamdim she'ike tafkidu shal Yitzhak kivinu haye litkashe makorosh boruch hu b'keshe shal yochid im yochid b'kalko chay nikra bincha yechidcho es Yitzchok. His job was the yochid that had to be bound to the yochid. He's the Yochid, Hashem's the Yochid, and he's called Bincha Yechidcho. He's the Yochid. That produces an Esav, by the way, besides a Yaakov. Same as Avram's unbridled Chesed produces the Yishmael. We need Yaakov to come along and ma'azen, balance these dynamics, but you need these dynamics. You need the Avram and you need the Yitzchak. They were Avos. Okay, let's see. When did Yitzhak reach the pinnacle of this dveikus, this darg of Yochid? Was at the Akedah. Dvarim when betrayne shalayla magalim lanu rabbeinu.
Yesh mishu bo kia lavan b'chutz semasgalim b'avoda. Kia lavan b'chutz standard. Baruch,
who you got?
Baruch.
No, no, no. It's going to help. Bring me a ram. I don't know. It's a loch of mufureshes. A loch of mufureshes. Anyway. Hey, Megalim. These kadmoinim, Rabboseinu kadmoinim, Megalim. Ki Yitzhak Avinu ad lemaisa keda lo yabegede mashpia klau. Up to the Maisa of the Akedah, he wasn't Mashpia Kalal. He had no influence over anybody. He couldn't connect with them and he couldn't influence them. He called Kulu Ayaba Bechinus Makabal. Makabal. Total Makabal. Shocking. Kol Kulu Ayaba Zuman Makudush Lashamai, Matarosa Yechida Isilit Kashem Akorosh Bochu. Totally, totally hidden in Mukhu Zuman. Only to be connected to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Se yichidu b'shas akeda, as polcha nishmosa v'al olsa l'male, v'lak l'itkate b'ketira iloi. At the akeda, his neshama left his goof and went up to higher worlds, or whatever happened there, happened over there. May the ashes of Yitzchak come before you. We say in Slichas, yeah, what ashes? What ashes? May the ashes of Yitzchak come before you. You say that every year in Slichas. Why were you saying that? Why were you saying that? Well, you have to think about what you're saying sometimes when you're saying it, but the ashes of Yitzchak, may the ashes of Yitzchak be what ashes? Okay, so there's Pirushim there. Good. One of them was his neshama went out and went into the holy ram, and when the ram got checked, it was like Yitzchak got checked. But another interesting thing we'll see now. Yitzchak's neshama went up to Shemayim. Lachem mikein nitana lo neshama chadosh, and he got a new neshama. Va'azu hofech lemashpia. I'll tell you another story. Yitzchak couldn't have children, nachon. When did he have children? After the Akedah. You're taking your son up to the Akedah, and you think that's the end of Klal Yisrael. No? That's the end of Klal Yisrael. Yitzchak's going to get shechted, and that's got the end of Klal Yisrael. It was the exact opposite. It was because he went up on the Akedah that you're going to have Klal Yisrael, because he couldn't have children before. After the Akedah, he now can have children. That was the whole Akedah. Not the whole Akedah, one aspect of the Akedah. Was to allow Yitzchak to now have children. Without that, he could never have children. We wouldn't be here. Okay, that's another aspect. He now had a new tafkid. His neshama came down, and he now has a new tafkid to influence others. Now he has to get married. He has to Yaakov, who's going to build Klal Yisrael. The Yoitamikach. Adlamaisa Keda Dain Lonel, the Ayarad is his daughter. No, sorry, that's another aspect. His wife hadn't been born yet. She can come, Lois, a law, a dine, collab, shrutli, kashem, bne adam, lashpialem, kikolkulam, yuchan, mishamai. You didn't need Rifka, you know why? Because Yitzhak couldn't get married now. So she hadn't been born yet. There was a 28-year-old guy, couldn't find a shidduch. He went to Rav Chaim Kanievsky to ask for a bracha. Rav Chaim said to him, your wife hasn't been born yet. 28, she hasn't been born yet. Not the best news he's ever heard. A year and a half later, he got married to the end. She hadn't been born yet. She just was born when she got Magai. That's when she was born. Fascinating. Anyway, no, Rivka just hadn't been born. He prepared for the Akedah like your chosen prepares for his chuppah. Not the way they're prepared today, but the way they're supposed to prepare. State in Chazal, they came to the place Shnehem together, the two of them, Avram and Yitzchok. Shnehem mivim es avonim, Shnehem mivim es ha'eish, Shnehem mivim es ha'itzim. They both brought the stones, they both brought the fire, they both brought the wood. Interesting, the fire comes before the wood. Avram doime kamisha also. They carried everything from the house except avonim. Carried the wood in the carriage. You know, 18 days, yeah, Lord, I said. I'm saying the wood, you first have wood and then you have, you know, you first put the wood into the bra and then you light it. You don't light it and then put it in. So that's what we have to know that you first put the coals in the bungalow and then you light it. No, no, anyway, whatever. I remember Daima la Misha asa chatunat la b'noi, v'yitzak Daima ki Misha asa chupa la atzmoy. It's a yalkut. See, mama she yalkut this. Avram is like a father who's making a chosana for his son. And Yitzhak's like someone who's making a chuppah for himself. At that moment of the Akedah, he became bound to a Kodesh Baruch Hu with a total oneness. Lumas Yitzhak, b'nai Yaakov Avinu b'shalom, kibbel b'yirushim y'avram Avinu tafkid l'galotu l'fasim eshrem Hashem u'l'amlich es ha-Kodesh Baruch Hu bo'oilom. Yitzhak's job was to go out there and impact on the entire world. Yitzhak openly had very little impact on the world. He had a major impact on the world, but it wasn't through the going out. It was through the going in. Avram was both. Avram becoupled both. Yitzhak mastered the one, and Yaakov synthesized both. We'll see. לגלות ולפרסם את השם, להמליך את הקדוש ברוך הוא בעולם. אי אפשר להמליך את הקדוש ברוך הוא בלי יש לו עם. You can't have a king without a nation. שכן אין מלך בלא עם, לכן תפקידו עלי בנויתי ליוסד את עם השם. You want to have a melech, you need an עם. So what did Yaakov go about doing? Building Am Yisrael. Yaakov in here came as Yud Beis Shvatim HaKadoshim. Before you can build anything, you need 12. So he created 12 Shvatim HaKadoshim. They're no longer Avos. Except for Yosef. Yosef has aspects of Avos. It's a fascinating discussion. It's a shame we'll try and get around to that one day. Why was Yosef had a deep Av as well? What is an Av? Hayelo Rak. הוא לא רק הולידה, הוא גם גידלם בצער ותורך כתצור ממעשה יוסף, מעשה דינה ועוד. He didn't just give birth to these 12 children and off they went on their merry way. He raised them with star, with effort. We saw what happened with יוסף, we saw what happened with דינה, etc, etc. וכך אמר יעקב אבינו לפני השם יסברוך, בשעה שבו צורס על עם ישראל. When צורס comes on עם ישראל, יעקב אבינו says like this, שבו נשאלו אלו. Lo 20 shana amarati bebeis Laban. Did I not stand 20 years in Laban's house? We have no idea how much Yaakov suffered in Laban's house. Go learn the Midrashim. They'll deal with what Yaakov was going through in Laban's house 20 years. Torture. Untold Yisurim. And when I left the frying pan, I landed up in the fire. Who was waiting for me? Esav HaRosha. But because Lahorga says, Bona, and he wanted to kill me and my children. And I was asked in the breach, I was ready to give up my life for them. And now those children that I was moisten nefesh for are being handed over to be shechted by the enemies. Like after I raised them, like you raised little baby chickens. And I suffered over them tzar gidl bonim. Kiroiv yom ha'isa b'tzar godl b'avura. Most of my life was tzar godl because of these kids. V'ata lo tizkili esdeis l'rachem al bonai. Could you please remember that now and have mercy on my children? How's that for a tefillah of a father? That's Yaakov Avinu's tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we're in trouble. V'magadl Gamez Shivim HaNefesh. These are all important stages in the development of Klal Yisrael. Three Abois, Abba Imois, Shemusay Shvatim, Shivim Nefesh. Venu Mestalek Minoyle Machizoychel Eros Ba'eneyav Shishim Ribo, and then you need 600,000. Big jump, you go from 70 to 600,000. Important stages in the development. Now there's 600,000. Oh, now we can go to Klal Yisrael, and we can go to Mitzrayim. And Klal Yisrael is born. Omer Reb Yudin, Lo Nifta Yaakov Avinu Men Oilam Shiro Shishim Riboy Bibnei Bonov. It's a Midrash, Gracious Rabbah. You need to be told that, interesting. Yaakov didn't die, he didn't leave the world until he saw 600,000 of his children. Well, the Midrash telling you, I don't need to know that for what I'm supposed to do with that information. Math. Rabbi Lashev didn't leave the world until he had 1,000 great grandchildren or something. Okay, that makes you feel warm and cuddly a little bit. If it doesn't, what do I need that for? It says he did. Lo nifta avinu Yaakov min oilam chero shishim riboy b'nei bonov. It's like the Midrash. It's wastelished. We know that's not true.
That's true.
We're asking. We know that's not like that.
Went
up and they
took 600,000
then it was 5 times, yeah, and then 80% died at Marcus Koyshek and
600,000
came out. Okay, that's a midrash. You have to learn how to learn a midrash. תפקידו של יעקב מסתיים רק כאשר הוא זוכה לראות את הקומס אמר השם בשלמותו. יעקב אבינו had 600,000 sheep when he came to Shechem, remember? And he built homes for them, little pens for them. And he called the place, you know, that the three regalim are against the three avos. Pesach is Avram, Shluas is Yitzchak, and Sukkos is Yaakov. You know why Sukkos is Yaakov? Because he built Sukkos for his sheep. That's why we have the festival of Sukkos. You okay with that? I'm not discussing Pesach. I'm not discussing Pesach. I'm discussing Yitzchak and Sukkos. I'm discussing Yaakov and Sukkos. That's why we have Sukkos. Because Yaakov built little hockeys, little pens for his sheep. And that's why I called the place Sukkos. That makes sense to you? What a Klal Yisrael. Klein Kedoshim. You're the holy sheep of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. How many sheep did Yaakov Avinu have when he arrived in Shechem? 600,000. On the surface, in the moshav, he was building pens for his sheep, and he was an Av. Yaakov Avinu was an Av. Yaakov Avinu, what's Pshat Av? He never did anything that wasn't involved in building the nation. Nothing. On the outside, it looked like he was building pens for his sheep. On the Pnim, in the inner world, which is you always have to learn Torah like that, he was busy building Sukkos for Klal Yisrael, the Onanak covered. That's what he was busy building. He was busy building the ability for Klal Yisrael to come out of Mitzrayim and sit in Sukkos. That's what was going on there, the Pashkos. The first place you go after Yom Kippur as well. You notice the connection? What's the connection? We always go to Sukkos after we come to a new spiritual level. Interesting. Okay. But Yaakov Avinu is the one that gave us the Chag of Sukkos with all that entails. The halach is you should go straight from Yom Kippur to Sukkah. Straight after the Milchama with Esav, straight to Sukkos. Tamar Mitzrayim, straight to Sukkos. Yeah. Because you need sale. What's the sale in the Nimshal, not in the Marshal, in the Nimshal, what's the sale? Okay. We understand there's more going on than we grasping at the moment. Tafkid Shel Yaakov Avinu Mistayim, his tafkid. What was his tafkid? Hakamas Am Hashem B'Shleim Musa. That's all he was doing. Nothing else. 20 years Balavon, 14 years B'Hashem Va'eva. He was doing one thing and one thing only. Hakamas Am Hashem B'Shleim Musa. Shelo Koviv Yitzchok. Yotze Yaakov Inan L'Ragot B'Mitzrayim B'Lagolos Mitzrayim. Not like his father. His father stayed at home. He didn't leave Eretz Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu has to leave Eretz Yisrael, has to go into Golas Mitzrayim to be mefarsim and reveal Emunah Hashem in the world. Dafka b'mokam erev ha'aretz. Dafka in the lowest of the low, in the worst possible place, in the cesspool of Tumah. That's where you go and be Megala covered Hashem in the world, Ibun and Hashem in the world. Before that, he had a war with Esav. Neged Lavan, neged Koiches Hara, Hamakli Monoimes, Es Ispashtus Hakadusha B'Kol Mokum. There's forces in the world that don't want Kedusha to spread into the world. And Yaakov fought bitter wars against all those forces, and they haven't gone away. They're yet today as well. We get the koyach to fight those wars from Yaakov. Mamash in the womb already this started. As he's being born, he grabs hold of the heel of Esav. His mission in the world is to grab hold of that evil, to overcome it, to defeat it, and to rectify the world. Yaakov Avinu makim esav, sheyiseh degel ha'emunah b'Hashem ve'yapitz oto b'kol mokom. Yaakov establishes a nation that bears the banner of Emunah and Hashem and goes spreading that word to the whole world. Eshnei tafkidim alolu nachal am Yisrael me'avoseinu kedoshim Avram Yitzhak v'Yaakov. These two missions we inherited from Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. The first thing you have to do is go build your kesha with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To be exclusively involved in your relationship with Hashem, no other forces. But after Hashemi, the false is Amunus Hashem Boilom. And then to go take that imuna and spread it into the world. Each person according to his unique mission in this world. Now, halacha lamaisa, these two tafkidim can actually conflict with each other. They get in the way of each other. When a person goes out to be mefasim, imunas Hashem in the world, he goes out to do kiruv, what they say, you do kiruv. It's the lotion, you do kiruv, yeah? You go out there to do kiruv. So busy doing kiruv, he forgets about his own relationship with Hashem. You have to be mamash dovuk with Hashem every minute. So what should you do? Just stay at home and be dovuk in Hashem. You're in the Beis Midrash 24 hours a day and you dovuk with Hashem. It's very hard to be the fast in the world when you're not doing anything. For that you need to go out and mix with the people and go out and talk about Hashem to them. Very hard to mazen to live and balance these two unique tafkidim. There was a yid who we all knew that lived not long ago, who did that in the most unbelievable way. Who was the most famous rov in the world in the last 20 years? Avraham Kanievsky. What did he do with his life? Sat and learned. He never gave a public here to the best of my knowledge. Didn't have any official position. He wasn't Rosh Yeshiva. He wasn't a rov of anywhere. He sat in a little apartment, the Rehov Rashbam, and he learned. Yeah? Was somebody mefalsem imun in Hashem more than him in the last 20 years? More maybe, I don't know. I'm looking at what I know. Anybody mefalsem imun in Hashem in the world more than Reb Chaim? No one. No one. He was Imun in Hashem. Imun in Hashem. You have the story about Reb Chaim's locust. You don't have Imun in Hashem. You ever walked into Reb Chaim's room and looked at him? The entire world knocked on his door. From ambassadors, presidents, ministers, big businessmen, presidents of the biggest corporations in the world wouldn't sign a contract without him. He studied it. He had an MBA. He was, you know, he had a subscription to Forbes. He said, learn Torah. And what was he doing? Bovuk in Hashem Lagamre. And we're fasting him within Hashem in the whole world. That's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about for him. I'm not talking about Avraham with you. I'm talking about Yaakov. And you know what? I'm not even talking about Yaakov. I'm talking about you and me. In fact, I'm not even talking about you. I'm talking about me. So that's all it's about. Is how do I build my unique dveikus in Hashem, the Einoid Milvadoi, and at the same time, you go out there and do whatever you need to do and whatever you happen to be doing, whether it's kirub or business or you're a doctor, I don't know, whatever it is that you're being the Sakan Oilom, the Malkus Shatzai. And of course, in each person's life, there's going to be different stages of life. Sometimes you have to be completely immersed. Sometimes you have to be completely out there. Some parts of your day, I don't know, each person, as you go through life, you'll see there's different. The recipe changes as you're doing different things and going through different stages of your day, of your life, of the year, of the months. What we're putting on the table here is the fact that you find that these two things contradict each other. I'll give you another example, maybe just to make the Yarek's a marshal, but it's eventually the next day. So, building a family made up of two parts, made up of relationship and performance. You have to have a relationship with your wife. Primarily, first and foremost, irrespective of the kids, irrespective of anything. And then you have to raise a family. Raising the family very often gets in the way of building a marriage. And building a marriage can very often get in the way of raising a family. And juggling those two things, we know, is one of the hardest things in the world to do. Lo pashut. You're so busy dealing with the kids and the problems and the issues, like Yaakov says, that sometimes the marriage gets muznach a little bit. And sometimes, I don't have time for the kid right now because the marriage is primary and the kids are secondary. And they interfere with each other. It's the same thing. There's the same two tough kid in the Yaakov had. Build your kesher ishi, and at the same time, build a family, build a nation. That's all we're putting on the table here. Those two things tend to get in the way of each other. I just brought up Chaim as an example of where you see those two working beautifully in harmony together. That's got nothing to do with us. That's not our... My job in the world is not to be Reb Chaim. Unless he wants to be me and I'll be him. But two me's or two him's. There's not that tough kid in the world. I couldn't do what he did. I can't do what he did. He can't do what I do. But he could. Why would he want to? You know what I'm saying? That I'm not, I have to be me. But how you balance these two things is not so posh. Not posh at all. We know that. We don't have enough energy and time to do everything we need to do. So we're always juggling. The other example that comes to mind is Rav Avigdor Miller also. Totally dovuk in Hashem. And Kedai Dagas Korov Lenavua himself testified about himself. Something happened once. And at the same time, who was Mufasim Un Hashem in the Oilam? Years after he was Nifter, you know what? There's over 100,000 people listening to Yishirim and reading his Yalonim every week. Sharing that he gave 50 years ago in Flatbush in America to a bunch of Alabantim that were barely from, or now in every yeshiva in the world. The Fasim Imun in Hashem in the world. How? Of being Dovuk in Hashem. His Thursday night sharing changed thousands and thousands of lives. But he wouldn't leave his apartment even in the summer to go to the mountains or whatever. He stayed in himself. You have to be great for that. Okay. Tov, let's stop here. Okay. I'm not bringing those as examples because we need to, just trying to show you what it looks like. Totally immersion in the world and at the same time, because that's the work. The work is to be totally involved in the world and at the same time, from the world.